now a duo by the names of Nick and Nora. We're not talking about Nick and Nora Charles of Thin Man fame. There is a new incarnation in the movie Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which opens today. This Nick and Nora are teenagers, and they spend all night searching for a secret concert, and they fall in love along the way. Bob Mondello says the material is familiar, but the movie is smarter than usual.
Nick's a sweet, dweeby high school kid with girlfriend problems. Basically a Michael Cera sort of guy, so it's nice that Michael Cera actually plays him. His girlfriend, Triss, walks all over him, and as you can hear from the phone messages he leaves her, he's having trouble dealing.
You know, I think last time we spoke, we both kind of said some really nasty things that neither of us meant, you know, just like, you broke up with me, you know, everything on my B-day.
Left to his own devices, Nick would just sit at home and mope, but he plays in a band, and tonight there's a secret indie concert he and the band are hoping to find somewhere in New York. A lot of other kids are trying to find it too, including Nora, played by Kat Dennings as a smart, sarcastic Catholic schoolgirl who does not want to appear dateless when she's spotted by what she would call a frenemy.
Nora! Alone again?
I came here with someone, actually.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? Well, I guess you should be getting back to him then.
Yeah.
Scanning the crowd, Nora spots the least threatening guy, Nick.
Would you be my boyfriend for 5 minutes?
What?
Just go with it.
Which would be great, except the frenemy who recognized her is Triss.
Nick! Nora! How do you guys, like, know each other?
What?
Are you Triss's Nick?
How do you know her?
Oh, dear God.
Having thus met Cute, Nick and Nora will spend the rest of the movie sparring Cute, trading quips and insults, and at one point a punch that leaves Nick temporarily speechless. Happily, things do mellow along the way, which you can tell despite the sparring, because Nick lets Nora check out both his car and his iPod.
This is amazing. You are literally like my musical soulmate.
Maybe I'll take this for a bit and you can just focus on driving.
Why, you don't like my sweet grooves?
It's just, I need something to distract myself from the fact that you're driving my car pretty recklessly right now.
I'm a great driver. Fine.
Though these two really grow on you, what's almost more remarkable than Nick, Nora, or their playlist, which may not be infinite, but which really does include some great music, is the quirky melting pot world that director Peter Sollett creates around them. Vibrant like New York, youthful like the stars, awkward like the characters they're playing, it's unselfconsciously diverse. Nick is the only straight member of his rock band, for instance, a queercore group that in most movies would fade into the background, but that here becomes more and more central. Nora is a Jewish girl in Catholic school, a fact that goes as unremarked as the suburban-urban and sophisticated doofus character divides. Sex and alcohol figure in the film, but in ways that are gratifyingly unexpected. And gum? Lordy, what happens with gum in this picture you will never, ever forget. Nor, I suspect, will you forget Nick and Nora, who cruise around a New York that seems as romantically supercharged as in any Woody Allen movie, listening to that infinite playlist and falling for each other as audiences will fall for them. I'm Bob Mondello.